I'm Véronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes in the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi everyone, today we have a guest. Her name is Dr. Marcia Martin. She's the founder and executive director of the Heart Healing Foundation. She has a PhD in theology with a master's degree in psychology. Dr. Martin is an ordained minister and spiritual empowerment counselor. She's a published author and a public speaker. She specializes in providing empowerment and spiritual enrichment support to individuals who have faced trauma and adversity. So today we're going to have a very, very big and nice conversation about how you can help, about how she helps spiritual seekers recover from abuse and trauma by clearing and healing the energetic heart space with the help of the angels.
Hi everyone, welcome back to High Vibes and a Mic. I'm Sylvia, I'm here with Véronique. And today we are interviewing Dr. Marcia. It's a very exciting interview. Dr. Marcia Martin, and she's going to talk to us all about angels. So let's get started. Dr. Marcia, I see that you have a PhD in theology and also master's in psychology and metaphysics. So that's very interesting. I just wanted to know if you belong to any church, any denomination that you're part of?
Not a traditional church or denomination. I am part of the International Metaphysical Ministry. But I found for my own personal journey that religion was not kind. So I wasn't able to continue pursuing traditional religion and getting answers or support or any kind of relationship with the divine. I had to go another way.
Yeah, a lot of people have that problem connecting with a message, right? It doesn't really work for everyone, I guess.
Yes. If religion is working for you, if you are feeling a heart-centered connection, if you get a sense of community and you are uplifted and motivated and feel inspired, fabulous. But if it is not working for you, that's not a reason to say, well, I can never connect with the divine, because there is the opportunity for all of us through a personal heart-centered connection. And that's all I needed for me, was to get more personal with that connection, to take the responsibility for the connection instead of expecting that an organization was going to be able to do it for me. So it's just a little different way of looking at it. And if you find that conventional religion isn't working, try going direct through the energetic heart center, right at that heart chakra point.
Right. Yeah, it's worth a try. I'm always a balancing between the two, because I'm Catholic, Véronique as well. So we have our faiths, but we also like the metaphysical world, and I just don't feel like I need to it feels good for me, related to going to church and mass and, you know.
And that is so important. Yeah. As long as this feels good, as long as whatever practice you are participating in is getting you that feeling of unity with the divine, of knowing that you are safe and loved, that you are accepted without condition, then you're great. But if that, for whatever reason, just hit a block, then you need to look somewhere else. The connection is so precious and so valuable that it's worth it to keep exploring until you find the avenue that is going to work for you.
Right. Yeah. And talking about, like, try to find answers to things, and one of the things you studied that I saw on your website, it caught my attention right away. It was about the angels. That's also related to most of the churches, right? Like the angelic realm. And how
Absolutely.
did you How did you get introduced to them and how did they enter your life?
Well, you know, all of us, and there are no exceptions, everyone has access to the angelic realm. We all come in with this wide open understanding as children, but then as we grow, we need to really dive into this physical experience that we've chosen. We've chosen it for a specific reason. We want to accomplish things. We want to have experiences that will help us grow. And our quest is always to be closer with the divine. So every lifetime, the idea is I will learn more so that I can become even more like the divine already are. So they are complete, and I see them as every being, not just one. So I call them they. But they are complete and will never change. They've chosen to be love, joy, and peace. That's all they're ever going to be. They're not going to be mad at you one day and love you the next. There's no ego happening up there. It's just this beautiful love and acceptance. And we are searching or on a journey to be able to offer that to ourselves and others. But we need help. This is not supposed to be a solo journey. So we come in knowing, oh, look at this. I've got this team of angels. I'm surrounded by all this loving support. But then it's almost as though we know that we're not going to make that progress if we can always just go back to, hey, daddy or mommy, you know, can you solve this problem for me? So we need to step away from that understanding, get knocked down a few times, learn how to pick ourselves back up. And then when we're ready to reopen and not take for granted what they may be offering us, but continue our growth, I think that's when you reconnect with the understanding that you have this support. So some people come in and they can stay open from beginning to end because that's part of their journey. They understand that they're going to have different challenges, but this isn't one of them. Most of us close down, go for independence, make unbelievable bad choices along the way. And then usually in our darkest hour, start going inward to see if there is something more than what we have believed exists. And that was what happened for me. It was, you know, just, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Oh, no, I can't. And there has to be an answer. I can't believe that this is all there is. Just heartache after heartache after heartache. I'm going to be open to new possibilities. And that began my journey of learning. And it took me almost 20 years to work with them in the way that I do now. Now it is just second nature. But it was a big, long journey of exploration and learning to trust again and learning what was possible and what wasn't and letting go of some of the false belief systems that I had come in with and had picked up along the way.
Thank you. Well, Veronique, I think there's a delay there. I think Veronique has a question for you, but there's a...
No, okay. No, there's no delay. I will erase that, but you have a second question.
Sorry. Yeah, after. We can erase that part. Yeah, I was worried because I did two. So I'm like, do I do a third one? So what angels do you work with? Do you work with archangels, all of them?
Yes. So for me, any being that is directly in alignment with God, so they would be considered 100% pure light. Angels, archangels, ascended masters, any being that is completely aligned with the divine is accessible to me. I don't interface with lower energies because it's like, I think it's kind of like a radio signal. You know, some people are really good as mediums every once in a while I can pick up on somebody, but that's not really what my work is about. Being in alignment with that angelic signal, that very pure signal, is what I do best. And so therefore, I am not even aware or in the same frequency as some people who may be able to deal with lower energies or entities. So I know very little about them. And for me, they don't really exist because it's just not part of my work here.
Interesting.
So I have a question. What do you call lower energy?
Well, there are a lot of people that talk about, well, you have negative entities or, you have, and I'm like, that's interesting. I really don't work with that. I recognize, because I specialize in abuse and trauma, I recognize that when you are either the victim of the abuse or you are the perpetrator, you are not in divine alignment. You have allowed yourself to step out into this wasteland where bad things can appear to be happening to you. You can be living in a reality where you are hurt or don't have your needs met, or you are capable of hurting or doing horrible acts to another. Some people may view that as you being in alignment with dark forces. I just see it as you being out of alignment with your truth, your divine truth. Because once you are flooded with unconditional love and acceptance, which is what happens when you connect through the heart, there is absolutely no way that you would want to bring hurt or harm to another. You're so filled up with love and joy that that's all that you want to share.
Yeah, I completely understand what you mean by that, yeah. And talking about the angel, I saw on your website that you're saying that sometimes they cannot, agree to give you everything. Is there an example that you can give us that they could refuse, to give to someone?
Well, they will certainly never hurt you, help you hurt another. Yeah. So, you can say, I want to curse Mary because she looked at me funny. You're not going to get any help. You're on your own. They are only in the blessing department. They can only help us achieve those things that will support our growth without causing hurt or harm to another. So that is a good thing to remember. If you are hearing or feeling or seeing that you are supposed to go hurt someone and you believe that that is God speaking to you, you need to really stop and take a moment to connect through your heart, because that's not possible. That is not any form of divine communication. It cannot be. So you are being tricked and you need to take a moment and reconnect with unconditional love.
Okay. So
they can't help you hurt. And one thing that they won't always do is, if something is necessary for your highest good, even though you don't particularly want to experience it, they will not prevent you from having the experience. We have to remember that we're free will beings. Yeah. So we have created these lifetimes of growth, and that requires some unpleasant experiences. Unless you're just one of those people that something comes up that is going to designed to correct you, and you immediately say, oh yes, oh, I love being corrected, let me change all my bad habits right now. Unless you are one of those people that probably doesn't exist, you are going to have some experiences that are uncomfortable, and no one is going to prevent you from that experience if it is leading you towards your greatest good.
Yes, my first thought about that question was about free will, for sure. I was thinking, you know, that will never help you to force somebody else to do something for you, or maybe force somebody else to love you, of course.
Yes. And let's remember, free will is our greatest gift. We could be like puppets on a string if the divine decided that we had no value in their completion. Then they could just move us around, say, go here, go there. No, we get the full experience of and can choose to go further away from them or closer to them. We are not forced to do anything. And as you said, we can't force anyone else to do anything. And that brings up a really good point, because all of these things that you hear, oh, I've been brainwashed, or this spell, if you pay me to do this spell, I can make Charlie fall in love with you. We can't make anybody do anything. So let's pretend I'm Charlie and I'm having a spell put on me to love you. If I don't feel that way to begin with, nothing is going to push me in that direction. There has to be subconscious agreement. So if you find that you are doing things that you're like, why am I doing this? Go within and take a look at some of the limiting beliefs you may be holding, some of the belief systems that your culture may have shared with you. Take a look at the past trauma and abuse you may have experienced, and realize these are all markers that are telling you what is acceptable and what isn't. And you don't have to agree with that. At any time, you can change your mind and say, you know, I grew up with a household that was extremely negative focused. Save for a rainy day. You never know when you'll get again. Money doesn't grow on trees. Do I want to continue holding that belief set and receiving that consequence? Or am I willing to release that and attach higher and lighter truth to my belief system? And that higher and lighter truth would be there is more than enough. We are all blessed equally, but we must open our hearts to receive. And it's such a different, just you can feel the energy of the two statements. One is very lack, one is very negative and indicating expect hardship, and the other is abundance and plenty and expect bounty. So you will only get that which you are focused upon, and no one can force you to have a different mindset without your agreement.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from the French Caribbean, Silvia's from Brazil, so we have a lot of things in our culture about, you know, people doing things on you and things like that. Personally, I never believe in it. I never believe in it because I think I'm the child of God, and God protects me. So I'm happy that you're seeing that, because I see a lot of people, you know, they're very, they live their lives, you know, because of that. They're very attached to those kind of traditions, and they never end very well.
And they are susceptible.
Yes.
Because that's their belief system. If I were to believe you can curse me, then when you tell me I have cursed you, I'm going to make it come true somewhere in my energetic field. It can be in my physical body, my emotional body, my mental body, whatever place I think it is going to become real is where it will happen. Now, the person that says they're cursing me could have absolutely no energetic alliance or fortitude at all. They don't matter. You are the one that matters. So you saying, you know, I really don't align with this whole cursing thing, means that you're immune to it. But the person who says, oh, well, they've just said, okay, whatever you want me to believe, I now believe and take as true. And then they hold that energy until it becomes their reality.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends who believe that. And Sylvia.
Yes, we do, yeah.
And it can be so... it can be so damaging because now they've given away their free will, their ability to choose for themselves. They've said, okay, this odd belief system or this not necessarily loving belief system, I'm going to give all my power to you. And then I'm going to be sad that I'm a victim. And I think that was the thing for me that I had to learn the most is that, okay, I wasn't giving power to curses. I was giving power to negativity and calling myself a victim. And it was not a pleasant wake-up call when I realized, oopsie, guess who has been in charge of this the whole time? Because I was busy, all my fingers were pointing outward. Now, if you would just be nice to me or whatever, then I could have this better life. And when I finally got the message, ooh, it's what you've got going on within that is determining how you are going to see your life reflected on the outside, it was an unpleasant wake-up call.
That's usually how it is, isn't it? That's when you learn.
and now that I truly understand, I am so grateful that we have so much power and that no one can be in power over us without permission. But those first 6 months or so, it was just rough sailing.
Sometimes I think you have to go through that sometimes, you know, to find, you know, the light. So sometimes you have to go, you know, down. You have to be very down and be very at your last, you know, last breath or whatever.
I needed that. I don't think I was going to, well, I know I wasn't. I mean, I had ample opportunity to turn it around anywhere along the way, but I wasn't motivated enough until it became so tough that I was out of options. You know, I was happy to just kind of plunk along while it was doable. And so I kept moving the goalpost further and further into hell and as a way to motivate myself to take the action to change.
Yeah. And how do you help people heal those traumas or, you know, the past traumas, limiting the beliefs that they have? How can you help people work on that?
We, and I say because I work with the angelic community and the energy of the Christ. Now, for the energy of the Christ, that energy to me is Jesus, but it is just the energy of unconditional love and acceptance. So you don't need to, if you have a problem with the name Jesus, that's fine. Just understand the energy of the heart is the energy of unconditional love and acceptance. And that's the only thing that you will meet here. You cannot meet a dark, dangerous energy. This is the space where you and God connect. So that's all that's going to be here for you. There are areas in the heart which are then given over to the subconscious mind where you have stored memories or behavior patterns or belief systems that are not helpful to you. And with the energy of the Christ, and the angelic community, we go look for those belief systems, old traumas and abuse, and help you to clear them. And because you have this energy of unconditional love that is cocooning you, you can do it without fear. So let's say I grew up in a household where there was a lot of physical abuse. And then whenever somebody comes to touch me, I flinch because I'm so used to being hit. Well, that is not a healthy way for me to live my life, and it's certainly not going to allow me to have close personal relationships. So one of the things that we would do is let you understand through this cocoon of love of why you may have agreed to a situation like that in the first place, what is going on in the mind of the person who is doing the physical abuse, and what it was that you were supposed to be learning so that you can say, oh, I don't need that anymore because I'm not going to open the door for physical abusers. I'm going to change my energetic makeup, and I will then attract those who can be kind and loving instead of those who talk with their fists. So it is giving you that opportunity to look at hurtful experiences in the past without having to relive the pain, feel horribly abused all over again, or have a negative experience in any way. It kind of lets you be the observer so that you can move beyond and not the participant. And then again, it reminds you, oh, I can choose something better. I don't have to choose this. And that is very empowering. And will be in the space, and they will even say to you, are you ready to release this? Or would you like to release this? So it's even up to you. If you think that holding the energy of the physical abuse is supporting you, then they will not force you to release that.
And when during those sessions, do you both of you have to be meditating, or you are in a like a meditating state to help them? How does that work when you are like helping them release?
That's a great question. That is a great question. And we do, we both do go into the heart. And so I would say that yes, both of us are in sort of a meditative space. I am strong enough now energetically so I can pull you in. You don't need to be good at that or even open to that. I can pull you into the peace that exists in that space for me and hold you there so that you feel safe. But it's obviously going to probably be more beneficial for you if you too can just relax and be in that space.
Right.
So if I understand well, this is more for people who have, so they had abuse and trauma in their lives, but they're not able to get rid of it. And it's like they always attract the same drama or the same people in their lives. I know in one time in my life, I was always attracting the same kind of people. And I was like, what is going on? Why are they always after me? So I think, of course, you know, maybe I was open to that. And maybe because I thought, you know, that's what I deserve. So I was always attracting the same kind of people that I didn't want. And when finally I was like, okay, I don't want that anymore. They kind of disappeared very quickly. So you help people get rid of that kind of energy.
Yes. And I mean, how beautifully you just said that. I decided I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
I took a stand for myself. So you said, I'm going to elevate myself from this. I was believing that I deserve to stay here and this was my place. But I'm recognizing I'm a child of the divine. My place is up here. So I'm going to release all of this stuff that says this is acceptable and accept all of this stuff that helps me remember who I am. And then I want to surround myself with others who see me as I truly am instead of as the person that I believed I should be.
So you can help people who are interested in improving their lives on their own. You help them through courses, right, that you offer? So you can, they kind of like, they can take up their own journey.
Yes, absolutely. You can work with me. We have individual counseling, we have group counseling, and then we have a community where all of the techniques that they have taught me are just within the community, and it's a self-help program where you just spend time learning the techniques and practicing to be in this space, because it is, it's like any skill. It is a skill. It is going to require your time and commitment. It's not going to happen overnight. I can help you get there more quickly because I now have learned all of this and worked so closely with them for so many years, and they've taught me so many different little shortcuts along the way, how to circumvent the mind and go into the heart, how to reprogram what's going on in here so that you are getting what you desire instead of listening to this crazy nonsense that might be going on. We have so many different techniques that I have received from them over the years, and all of them are in the community for anyone that is really good at doing it on their own. But we have the group counseling and the individual counseling for those who are saying, oh, this is, I got to reprogram my whole life. I need help. And it is so much easier to have somebody that's not you be able to say, are you sure that that is the choice that you want to make in this situation? You know, too often I think we don't see our own value, and we may be trying to agree to something that is less than what we are capable of doing or deserving.
I'm also see if you have a little delay or if you had any other question. Or...
No, I'm okay.
No?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, we have a little bit of connection issue today, the rain. But we'll clean up all of that, don't worry about it. So, can you tell us a little bit about your new ebook? You have a new ebook called 11 Ways to Resist Angelic Assistance.
Absolutely.
I think I know a bit about that, my personal life. Can you tell us about that that new ebook, and can you give us maybe one or two examples on how people, you know, they're preventing their own abundance?
Absolutely. Because I think too often we don't recognize all of the ways we're in our own way. And part of that is the belief structure that we may have all grown up with. So we need to lovingly take a step away from familial beliefs and say, huh, like the example that I gave earlier, I grew up with money doesn't grow on trees. I had to take a step back and say, do I want to align with that thinking? Because if I align with that, then I am putting a stop sign up and saying, do not send any money blessings to me because I want earning money to be difficult. And that is one of the ways our familial beliefs are often so ingrained that we don't even think about them. So it's good to just take a step back and allow yourself to really think about what you are giving voice to on a regular basis without really thinking about what it means or what its energetic component is. And then another huge one is we may often feel unworthy. We will get to places in our lives where bad things may have happened, and perhaps they've happened and happened and happened, and you know, it's just ongoing onslaught of unhappy things. And it may have made you believe that you are just not worthy, that there is no way that God wants to bless you, or there is just no way that you'll be good enough to receive something of value. And that's another really huge sticking point. we have to remember that the divine see us as we truly are. So they look at us and they see us as perfect. They see us as these beautiful beings of magnificence. They don't even recognize, oops, she fell down again. Instead, they just see, oh, look at all that potential. Look at that beautiful heart. Look at that being that is still doing all this to make their life better. We cut ourselves off from the divine because we start saying things like, oh, I'm a failure. Things just can't get any better. Oh, wonder what's going to happen next. Will things get worse? I'm sure they will. Oh, haven't you noticed how bad things are today? You know, we go on these long tirades about what's wrong and why nothing good can come. And then we are shocked when we just start getting a series of unfortunate events. So it's important that we check our offline talk. What, when you are mind is just drifting away, where do your thoughts go? What do you think about? What is your natural programming? Are you thinking about how blessed you are, how grateful you are, how loved you are? Or are you worried about your bank balance and if your children are okay or if your marriage will survive? Take whatever it is that you are worried about and honor yourself by releasing it. The technique that they taught me for that is that you imagine in your heart space, because we do everything in the heart, you imagine that there is an escalator and you take, all right, let's use the example of, I don't think my marriage is going to survive. You take this heavy weight. And I would not even analyze it. I would just take this whole lump of hurt and put it on the escalator and recognize that this is an escalator straight to the heart of the divine. So as it goes, as soon as you put it on the escalator, it's out of your hands. You can't take it back. There's nothing that you can't ruminate on it. You have to agree. As soon as I put it on this escalator, I'm done. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to let it go. Let it go completely. Let it go to the heart of the divine. Take a moment. Take a breath. Now, look to the other escalator. And you see coming down to you is the light of the Holy Spirit. The light of love is coming into your heart to fill that empty space. So you are reminded of everything that's loving and good and kind. And that fills the space that the hurt was occupying.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something I learned also to just put it in the hands of God. Let it go and saying, you know, prayer, saying, you know, this is your job to take care of it and to help me with it because I cannot do it. So
yes.
You have to do it.
But and, yeah, we gotta be hands off. I know for myself, there were quite a few years when I would say, here, God, I changed my mind. I know more than you do. That's not going to work.
Yes. You have to be 100% in because
yes,
you have to trust with your heart, like you said, with your heart, 100%, and let it go.
You have to trust and recognize that every prayer is heard and every prayer is answered. So you can't be the beggar. You've got to say, here you go, God, I don't know what to do with this. Take it, please, and then you're done. You can say, thank you for answering that prayer, for bringing me that which I need, or honoring me in the way that is for my highest good. But if you are constantly, oh God, please, 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 why aren't you listening? How in the world can anything get in through that nagging, ridiculous begging. That was me. I was like, please, please. I know I'm a terrible person, but please, can you listen to me, please? I'm like, I got nothing. Why? Because I wasn't listening. I was only complaining about the circumstance. So I think it's really important that we remember it is a release and a replace. Not release, 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 beg, 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 beg. Remember to let there be space for the answer.
And that concludes part one of our conversation with Dr. Marsha Martin. I hope you find our discussion as enlightening as we did, but fear not, we'll be back tomorrow with part two. You can catch up on previous episodes and stay updated on everything we're talking about. And don't forget to subscribe to your favorite podcast on any platform. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and reach more listeners. Thank you for listening today. May your journey towards spiritual fulfillment never end. Until next time, keep learning, growing, and exploring. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.